94.6. This is Ross FM.
Welcome back to Something for the Weekend. It's Niamh here on Ross FM, and I have a very interesting guest for today's show. He was on our TV screens at the start of the year, and he's a very proud Roscommon man, and it is David Cryan. So, hi David, how are you?
Hi Niamh, how are you getting on?
Not too bad. So I suppose you were on our screens, of course, at the start of the year on Operation Transformation. So if we could go maybe back to the beginning in terms of what made you apply to the programme.
Right. Going back, I applied myself. I didn't tell anyone. I applied myself. I had slowly and steadily put on the weight over a few years, a tough few years, and I didn't really look after myself. So I decided, I saw it, it came up on the screen, and I said, right, you know, I need to do something because I'm not doing it myself. I thought I would be able to, but I wasn't doing it myself. So I applied, I went through the process of getting this, and I got picked.
Very good. And I know we all say at the start of the year, you know yourself, New Year's resolution, you know, maybe go to the gym, maybe exercise a bit more, maybe eat a bit healthier. But then and do it on national TV. Like, how did you find the first few weeks when it began to air on TV?
It wasn't bad now, to be honest. It was very positive. Everyone was very, very positive. Yes, starting off in January, I said in my head, especially being on national TV, I was going to give everything I could, which I did. But being, to be fair, the support I've got was absolutely unbelievable. And that's from Roscommon and from up here where I live in Dublin as well. So it was brilliant. And you know what, to be honest, it was a huge help to me as well. It keeps spurring me on. It kept me working harder and kept me going.
Yeah, and that was one thing that I noticed, all right, when I was tuning in nearly every week, that you're very determined each and every week when you went to the weigh-in. Is that how you are in general in terms of other kind of activities that you have going on in life? Is that the way you see things? You kind of have a goal and you try and get that goal?
Yeah, exactly, Niamh. Yeah, no, Niamh, that's the way I would be. If I'm given a job, I would do it to the best of my ability. And I believe anything I do or I take on, I will give it my best. And I try my hardest at it. That's exactly what I said in November on the assessment day in Lancastown in the National Arena. I said to the experts, like when they're interviewing me and see they're going through things, that I will give this everything, and I did. But in life, yeah, I will be a big believer in you get what you put in. If you work hard, you'll get results, and I'm the proof of that in Operation Transformation.
Very good. And to me, always, especially when you're starting off anything, it's kind of the first couple of weeks. It's not really a novelty, but, you know, you just go, oh, yes, I'll do this. But then to get the motivation to keep going, like, how did you find that motivation?
Yeah, well, I tell you how I found that motivation. It was the way I was feeling. I began to feel way better. The pressure was coming off me, and the support I was getting from family, friends and colleagues, it was just unbelievable. I can't describe how good the sport was. So that kept me pushing. I knew I wasn't just doing it for myself. There was people following me. I was getting emails and good luck cards and phone calls and text messages from all over the country and even all over the world. People were contacting me, and it just kind of drove me on. I said, I'm doing this for myself, but I'm also doing it for other people as well. So, and plus, I was representing Angartia Con as well, so I was very conscious of that as well. So, and I still am, I feel, and that's what keeps me going now. So,
very good. And what would you say to anyone now that's listening in today that's thinking, maybe, okay, I didn't start at the start of the year, but maybe I might try it now? What kind of advice would you give them?
It's very simple. The plan is very simple. It's live online as we speak, and you can start from day one now again, and you can follow my plan. And if you follow my plan, you will lose weight. I'm the proof of it. But my advice to anyone starting off is, you really want to have to do it. You have to set yourself little targets. Not big targets, just little targets. Weigh yourself once a week in the morning on the same day each week, and follow the food plan on it and the exercise plan. If you do that, you will see results within very, very, as you can saw my results, you see them very quickly. But if you have a bad day, don't beat yourself up about it. Just move on to the next day and keep going.
And again, I was meant to ask you there as well, you know, it's not just physically, but mentally as well, when you're going on this journey, it can be quite tough.
Yeah, that's what I found. Like, I wanted to lose weight, but the biggest thing I had, I think, was probably, I didn't realise the pressure I was putting myself under. I didn't realise I was putting everyone else first. I was doing everything I thought was right, but it wasn't right. And this whole journey, it's more physical and mentally as well, is very, very important. And I'm feeling such a better person because of being able to talk to people and letting people know that, you know what, I need help, or I'm just having a bad day, or, you know what, we keep going together, you know. So I have found the whole journey amazing, to be honest, an unbelievable experience. But like, I've 3.5 stone gone off me now, so it's a huge help in that. I've seen the results, both physically and mentally.
Okay, and what's next then for David?
What next for David? Well, I went shopping there last week, and my whole wardrobe has changed.
It was absolutely
amazing feeling going into shops and actually trying on clothes. I'm actually down to a 34-inch jean now, which I haven't seen since I was a young fella. So, what's next for David? I want to maintain. I've lost a good bit of weight. I just want to make sure I don't put anything back on if I can. I'm keeping my exercise going. I'm coming down this Friday to the Ronan McCormick Charity Challenge. I'll be doing the warm-up with everyone on the Friday night at 8 o'clock. But keep myself active. Work is busy, so my colleagues have been brilliant, so I'm working away, so life is good.
And you wouldn't consider a career change now, David, to broadcaster or anything like that?
No, I think people might be tired of me now on television or sick of seeing me, but I just want to say before that the people of Roscommon were absolutely amazing. When I was on the programme, they were saying I was from Dublin. I kept saying to them, no, I'm from Roscommon. I'm just living in Dublin for the last 19 years. It's just been amazing. The people in Roscommon has been absolutely a huge support to me, and I'm such a proud Rossie. It's unreal.
And you know what? It's just great because you have been a great ambassador for Roscommon as well. Like the fact that you just said there, you've spent 19 years in Dublin, but yet, no, you're a Roscommon man through and through. I bet you'll be closely watching the match now on Sunday with Roscommon and Cork.
Oh, unbelievable. Unfortunately, I have to work. I got down last Sunday. I saw the Kevin Roscommon game last Sunday. Brilliant. Yeah, oh, I will be. I have a channel side radio listening to me myself as well. Over here at work. People think I'm a bit mad, listen to all the matches when I can. But yeah, definitely.
That's great. Well, look at David, I hope to have you down in studio maybe one day as well, in the coming weeks or so. We'll try and organise something together so you can come in live on studio. I might get you behind the mic as well.
Love that. I would love that, Niamh.
Great. 100%. Okay, thanks a million, David.
Niamh, thank you so much. Thanks for the call.